This is Sin News.
Good morning, I'm Nick Duxon with your 10 a.m. Sin News update. First this morning, the Australian government has confirmed a group of Australian trekkers have been attacked in Papua New Guinea and their two local guides killed. The tourists were walking the Black Cat Track in Morobe Province yesterday when they were attacked by a group believed to be armed with bush knives and machetes. The extent of the Australians' injuries are unknown, however they are not believed to be life-threatening. In the wake of Labor's election defeat, outgoing Workplace Relations and Education Minister Bill Shorten is expected to challenge for the opposition leadership. The Maribyrnong MP has received support from a number of Labor figures, including Kate Lundy, and is expected to formally nominate on Friday. Shorten could face a challenge from Kevin Rudd's Deputy PM, Anthony Albanese. More than 600 firefighters and four helicopters worked to contain blazes in New South Wales overnight. Rob Rogers from the New South Wales Fire Service told ABC News it has been a rough start to the firefighting year, with plenty of work still to do.
The fire situation is easing, the fire intensity is dropping, and with that, obviously, the risk to property is easing, but it's going to take many hours, days, to actually get containment on these fires.
In technology, Apple has launched its first new product in almost a year, unveiling two new iPhone models. A plastic version, the 5C, will come in five colours, blue, green, pink, yellow and white, while the 5S is an updated higher-end device with an inbuilt fingerprint scanner. Both phones will be available in Australia from September 20. And to sport, German lawyer Thomas Bach is the new International Olympic Committee president, beating five male rivals to the post. The former West German fencer is the first gold medalist to head the IOC, replacing long-serving Belgian Jacques Roche after 12 years as president. Bach will be the first German to run a major international sporting body after collecting 49 of the available 93 votes. And with the latest in AFL, here's Tom Dullard.
Gold Coast Suns captain Gary Ablett has won the AFL Players Association's Most Valuable Player by more than 1,000 votes. The ex-Geelong maestro took out the Lee Matthews Trophy honours for a record-breaking fifth time, with the biggest winning margin recorded in the award's 32-year history. Joel Saward won the Most Courageous Award and was also named the competition's best captain. Thomas Dullard for Sin Sport.
To weather, in Melbourne it's currently 14 degrees, with a handful of showers expected later this afternoon. Stay tuned for more Schools on Air.
You're listening to Sin News.